In this podcast, Matthew Glotzbach, who is responsible for the development, management, and marketing of the Google Enterprise product lines, speaks to Computer Weekly's Cliff Saron about the changes to Gmail and the new priority inbox.
So, Matt, what is being announced today by Google?
We've got a very exciting announcement today. We're announcing a new view of your email in Gmail, a feature called Priority Inbox. And Priority Inbox is a personalized view of your inbox that automatically helps you focus on your most important email messages.
What is different to how Gmail is used today and what the Priority Inbox will let people do?
So what Priority Inbox will do is automatically prioritize your email based on a number of signals, whether it be who sent you the message or the subject or what type of actions you've taken in the past on similar messages, and really forms a ranking of your email. You can almost think about it as a search ranking of search results, but it ranks your email, and then it gives you a new view of your inbox where all of those important messages, those email messages that are viewed as important to you, are brought up to the top, and the rest of your email is pushed down below in a separate section.
So, I mean, I'm a Gmail user. Now, how would I get started with Priority Inbox, and then how would it change the way I use Gmail going forward?
Sure. Well, Priority Inbox, when it's launched today, and it'll show up in your email, you'll see a little call out telling you that the feature exists, and you can go enable that feature and switch to that view. It is highly configurable, so you can configure the look and feel of it to meet your needs. Now, how it will affect you is you'll find that you're going to be able to work through your email much faster in a much more efficient way. You know, you as a professional, as a business user, you know, statistically you deal with on the order of 150 messages a day, which takes on the order of 13 hours of your time every week. And this helps you focus your attention and your priority on the key messages that are relevant and important to you, and really helps focus your view to those messages and helps you be more efficient in dealing with that information.
How will it impact spam filtering? Is there some relationship between spam filtering and the priority inbox?
Well, as you know, spam filtering has been one of the hallmarks of Gmail from the beginning. The concepts are very similar. So we use, a number of signals to determine what may be spam and filter that out of your inbox. You can think of this as the inverse of that, looking at a number of signals to determine what's the exact opposite of spam, what's the most important to you, and filter that to the top of your inbox. So, when you think of the two together, it's really pushing the spam out of the way and bringing the high priority stuff right to the top.
It's using the same technology as spam filtering.
Generally speaking, yes, it's the same, statistical modeling to look at a number of signals to determine the importance, or in the case of spam, the probability that a message is spam.
Is this based on things like people you've had previous conversations with, or the topics that you generally converse on over email? I mean, what sort of filtering is it using? What sort of parameters does it take?
Yeah, there's a number of different signals that we use. Some of the ones which you mentioned are in fact so. Looking at signals like who the message is from, looking at information, looking at the subject and information words that may be in the subject in terms of determining that. So those types of actions you've taken. If you tend to respond to this recipient very frequently or always versus this other recipient that you get messages from, you never respond to or you delete their mail. So looking at just the normal activities that you're doing in your email on a day-to-day basis and applying that information in a statistical model to rank your email based on that.
Mm. So I guess the 64 cents question is, how much time and effort will it save you as a Gmail user?
It's difficult to say. We've done some initial studies on our own usage of this as we've been testing it out. And what we're seeing is on the order of 6%+ time. So users using the feature are saving 6% of their time on email, which if you extrapolate that over the course of a year, that ends up being a week a year that we give you back. So we think at a minimum, users are going to see, on the order of a week a year that they're going to get back from their email. And I think just as importantly, it's a capability of effectiveness and not just efficiency, because it lets you, imagine the scenario where you wake up in the morning and the first thing we all tend to do now is look at our email. If we can focus our attention in our first hour of the day on the right 10 emails, for example, to respond to, et cetera, not only are you more efficient, but you're likely more effective because you're spending your time on the things that are high priority to you.
As a user, would I be able to prioritize the things myself, such as if you look at within a corporation, you may want to prioritize internal mail over external mail, or internal mail plus my top customers over any other external mail?
Yeah, the user has a capability to tune or tweak the system. We've added a couple new buttons to the toolbar in Gmail. One with a plus on it and one with a minus. So a user can select individual messages or groups of messages and bump them up in importance or tweak them down in importance. And that is then added as an additional set of signals to the system to help the system learn over time to meet your needs even more. We've found that that's a very powerful mechanism to help continue to train the system. The beauty of this is it is a learning system, so it will just keep getting better over time as you use the system.
Well, Matt, I'm looking forward to getting a week back of my time from Gmail, so thank you very much.
Absolutely. No, thank you. We're very excited about this. We think it's really a breakthrough innovation in email.